Kufir Beis Amid Beis. Well, me am Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Rabbi Yochanan then say that the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, that you can switch feet, and even if the flap of the sandal is on the inside, you can still, what's it called, the fix is still considered a shoe. The Ha'omer Rabbi Yochanan halach is a stam mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the halach is always like a stam mishnah. Usnan, and we have a stam mishnah that says, sandal shenifsika achas mi oznov, betikna, tomei medris. You had a sandal that was tomei already. Tomei medris is where a zov walks on it. It becomes what's it called, an avatuma. And what's it called? And one of the flaps got, what's it called, broken, and you fixed it, it's still tummy, it's still okay. My love, lo shno pnimis, velo shno chitzona. Right? Here, just the opposite. What's it called? We're saying that you can't change the feet. Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't change the feet. So it's mashm over here that you could change the feet. Doesn't make a difference if the inner flap or the outer flap was ruined, you could fix it. Because even though normally you can't fix an outer flap, but if you change feet, it becomes the inner flap. And that's not like Rabbi Yehuda. So how could you say that, what's it called, that Rabbi Yochanan Paschal, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, where here we see that he says he holds the halacha is like a stam mishnah, the stam mishnah doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Where it says, lo, pnimis dafka. Right? No, it's talking where only the inner one was broken. Then you can fix it. But if the outer one was broken, you can't switch feet. And that's like Rabbi Yehuda. So Mar says, "Abachitzona my tar." What are you telling me? That if the outer flap broke, then the sandal is tar, because no longer usable. So ihachi adatani nifsika shniya v'tikna tar. If that's the case, then why did the Mishnah have to say that if the second one broke and you fixed it, it's tar min hamedris avotami maga medris, that it's no longer the original kli, and therefore it was makabel tuma already. It's no longer what's it called, tummy medris, but it's makabel tummy medris means that it's makabel tumah from itself when it became like a new kli. It's a new kli now, and the new kli was makabel tumah from the old kli. But that's only now what's it called, secondary tumah. It's not the original tumah. So niflog bedita, right? Why did it have to say a new case where the second flap broke? And then it's considered a panim chadoshos bolakan. Why didn't it tell me the case where the one flap broke, but it was the outside flap? If the outside flap broke, then it's tahar. Why do you have to go to a case where the other flap broke, both flaps broke, and now what's it called? That's why it's tahar, even if only one flap broke. But the flap that broke was the outside one, it still would be tahar. The medvar mamushinitsko pnimis, avachitzon the tahar. Om Rav Yitzchak ben Yosef, Tehemish Nosenu b'sandal sheyesh lo arba oznayim v'arba tarsusayim. Shelo lishbar dvarav shel Rav Yochanan. In order not to make a contradiction between what Rav Yochanan said the halacha is like Rav Yehuda, that you can't change legs, change feet with the shoes. And therefore, if the outer one broke, it's not going to be tummy. And here it's mashma that it doesn't make a difference which one broke. It's not talking where they only had two flaps, one on each side. It's talking where it had two flaps on each side. And when it says the second one, it means the outer one. If only the first outer one broke, it's still wearable because you have another outer one. But if both outer ones broke, then it's taka tahar. But it's not talking about the other side. It's talking taka completely about the outer flap. So if you have two outer flaps, if one broke, it's still a kli. If both outer flaps broke, then it's tahar. Okay. Rashi, umi on Rabbi Yochanan hachi dalacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, tami medris, imhoye shel zav, v'hoye tami medris, lo tar mi tumaso. If it belonged to a zav and he walked on it, so it's tami medris, and if it broke, it doesn't become tahar. Kishen nifsika, boldenu avatuma. It's still an avatuma. Right? My lav, afilu chitzona, umishum dechazi lafuche. Is it not that even if the outer one broke, it's still tummy, and that's not like Rabbi Yehuda? Well, because you could fix it. But who had the enough of gav the low tikna, even if you didn't fix it? Dal karchach ish shenifkis a parchal atumasa sulohadra. Right? If when it broke, the tumor would have gone away, if fixing it doesn't make a difference. When you fix it, it won't come back. So it had to be that it didn't go away bechlau. Ela lahachi naka tikna, why did it have to tell me that you fixed it? It doesn't make a difference if you fixed it or not. It's still considered a shoe. Because you could fix it. Right, so why did it tell me tikna? Mishum seifa, lashmina revusa. The afa gav the tikna, the rishona, ki hadar nifsika shniya tar min amedras. The only reason it said it fixed it is to tell me the chiddush of the seifa. Even though you fixed the first one. And when the second one broke, the first one was intact. But lamaisa, now the fact is it's a new shoe. Because both had been fixed, it's a new shoe. And the tani nifsika shniya, afa pisha tikna tar min amedras, the kimisha nifsika ushteyem batalei. Since both of them had been broken, it's now that you fixed both of them, it's a new shoe. Aval tami maga medris v'havi rishon l'tumah. It's not an av hatumah anymore, right? Medris hazav is an av hatumah. And something that the medris hazav touch is only a rishon l'tumah. So here, the original tumah that came from the zav himself is bakr. So what tumah is there now? Only that it's, first of all, that it's fit to be makabel tami medris again. Right, if a Zav will step on it again. But even if he doesn't step on it, it's a Rish on the Tumah, because it got Tumah from itself. When it became a new Kli, it touched itself. And it became a Rish on the Tumah. At that moment, the Tumah went away, but before it went away, it touched the sandal itself and made it a Rish on the Tumah. But have a Rish on the Tumah. Da'in Klihu, the Chazi Lemilsei, it's still fit to be a shoe. It's just a new shoe. The Hamisakna Rishonah. The Afla Medris Uroi, and if a Zav will step on it now, it's also Tomei Medris. It'll be an Avatuma. But as long as he doesn't step on it newly, right, he have a Nole, Zav Mikan Lahaba. Miu Mitumas Medris Kamaisa, the first Tumas Medris, right, the Havi Ole Tahora. That's that it's tar from. Can Amrin Lakamon, Ponim Chadoshus Bolakan, it's a new shoe. That old shoe is gone, now it's a new shoe. V'chol Toris Minal, Shoisa Aleh, B'shas Kabbalah's Tumah, Rishon Naholchala. Whatever Tumah it had, in the original time, before the both things were fixed, is gone. The kivan de klihu havi rishon sharinaga biyatsmo kishahaya av hatuma. But the maisa, when it became a new kli, the new kli touched the old kli. For that 1 second, it touched itself. V'roi lekabel tuma lo tar mitumas maga. So that much tumas maga it has. It's a rishon the tuma. Liflog lomeli leminkat nifsika shnia. Why say a new case where the second strap, the other side broke, right? The other side, if we're talking about the inside, that it's still tame, right? That means that the outside one is the second one. Why do you have to tell me that the outside, the second one, was also broken, even if the second one was only broken? It's still going to be tar. Didn't have to say that because the second one broke and the first one had broken before, that's why it's tahar min amedris. It's tahar min amedris even if the outside one broke by itself, according to what you're saying. So Mar says, Tehemish nasenu hach de medris dalad osnayim v'dalad tarsosayim. V'hach de nifska shniya diktoni tarvayo b'chitzonos komar. U'stamak Rav Yehuda dekima de nifsiku chitzonos tahar. So in order to make it that Rabbi Yochanan shouldn't be soser himself, he passes like the Stam Mishnah, and he also passes like Rabbi Yehuda, right? We'll have to make this Mishnah be talking where there were four flaps, two on each side, and the whole thing is talking about the outside, and if one of the outside flaps broke, it's still Tameh, but if both outside flaps broke, even though the inside one never broke, it's Tar. Shelo Lishbor Dvar Shem Yochanan, Domer Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, that we shouldn't have to break the words of Rabbi Yochanan and make them contradictory. Better to say the Mishnah is talking about four flaps. Okay, on. Ki also Ravin, Omer Rav Chanan Bar Abba, Omer Rav, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. When Ravin came, he said in the name of Rav Chanan Bar Abba, in the name of Rav, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. That if the outside flap got broken, then it's not a shoe anymore. And on the other hand, the inside flap alone is still a shoe. But you can't, the outside flap is still not a shoe because you can't fix it and you can't change feet to make it the inside flap. Rabbi Yochanan Omar ain't halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, which is so sir what we had before. Umi om Rav Yochan Hachi, v'ha mid mitaris Rav Yochan alibed Rav Yehuda shmami nokav Yudas. Really, we said before the sentence Rav Yochanan explains Rav Yehuda mistami holds like him. So before we prove that Rav Yochanan passes like Rav Yehuda, that you can't change the shoes from foot to foot and make it a kli if the outside flap breaks. And here we're saying that Rav Yochanan said halacha is not like Rav Yehuda. And there we said that he said halacha is like Rav Yehuda. So Mora says, Amorayim yinu v'alibi Rav Yochanan. They're different Amorayim who reported what Rav Yochanan said. Some said that Rav Yochanan said the halacha is like Rav Yehuda, and some said that Rav Yochanan said the halacha is not like Rav Yehuda. It's machlokas Amorayim, what Rav Yochanan said. Rashi, Amorayim yinu, Rabba bar Barchana, Amra lahid le'el, v'ha Rabin Amra. The one before Rabba bar Barchana said. And he held that Rav Yochanan held like Rav Yehuda. He explained what Rav Yehuda said. And the Ravin holds that Rav Yochanan didn't hold like Rav Yehuda. Tznan Hossam. Kol kli bali batim shi'ur an karimoni. The shear that a regular kli of a balabos will remain tameh is if it doesn't have a hole in it the size of a rimon. But once it has a hole in it the size of a rimon, it's tahar. Boy chizkiya. Nikiv kamotzi zayis v'sosma. What happens if it never got a hole right away the size of a rimo, but it had the hole the size of a zayas, so it's still tummy, and you closed up the hole. The chaz of a nikav kamotzi zayas, the sosmo. And then it got another hole, contingent with that, where the first hole was, where now it's fixed, stopped up, another kazayas hole. The sosmo. Achi shlima lamotzi rimo. And it kept getting holes, and you kept closing them up, right? But now you have the size of a rimo, closed up. Never got the size of a rimon at one time, but now the amount that's been fixed is a rimon. Had that part not been there, the kli would have been retumah. But you fixed it as it went along, so now you have a patch that's the size of a rimon. So what's with the thing? Mahu. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe shani salonu sandal. You taught us this. That why? What's the case? Shani solanu sandal shenifsika achas miosnov. You taught us this Mishnah that if a sandal had one of its straps broken, the tikna, and you fixed it, tamei medras. It's still tamei medras. It doesn't lose its tumah. Nifsika shniya. If the second one, right, got taken off, the tikna, and you fixed it, tahar mina medras. Even though the first one was fixed, so when the second one broke, there was another one on the other side. Right? Now it's tahar min ha-medras. Aval tamei maga medras. The way we learned this before, I was talking with four flaps and the two of the outside ones. Okay? That makes no difference. Whatever it was, l'chora, now the both things are there. But both had been fixed. The amrin l'chora maishna rishon l'dokai mishniya. And you explain to us what's the difference if the first one broke. L'maisa, why is it still tamei? Because the second one is intact. So shniya nami misakna rishona. L'chora, why if the second one breaks now is it tahar? The first one's intact, right? So what difference does it make if the first one broke and the second one's intact, or you fix the first one before the second one broke and now the first one's intact? It still has one flap, still good. The amras lanale, and you explain panim chadoshes ba'olakan, that since enochinami, what's it called? When the first one broke, the second one was the original one, it's the same shoe. The same shoe is still usable. But once you fix the first one, and now the second one broke, and you're going to have to fix the second one, it's not the same shoe anymore. Right? It's a new shoe. It has a totally new flap because of it being fixed. Panim chadoshes ba'olakan. The old shoe is gone, so the tumah goes away with it. Now you have a new shoe. So now the new shoe is capable of mekabel tumah mikan lahabo, or it's tamei maga medras, because it touched the old shoe, right? But it's not, what's it called? It's not the same shoe. Hachinam, you put him chadoshes bolakan. Same thing over here. This kli is not the same kli anymore, because it's a kli with a patch that's the size of a rimon. So the old kli is gone. Once you had to fix up a rimon's amount, even though you didn't do it all at once, it's a new kli. Rashi, kol kli balabatim. Legabe kli eitz tani love meseches kalim. It's concerning what's it called wooden kalim. Shiurin karimonim latar mitumasim. that they become tahar when they have a hole in them the size of a rimo. Avopachas mikan chaya soleim uvatale. Less than a rimo, people use it for bigger things. But once it has the size of a rimo, they don't use it for anything. Then it's not a kli anymore. But when it has a smaller hole in it, so they use it for bigger things that won't go through the hole. The chaz of a nikiv kemotzi zayis, eitzel nekav rishon, contingent with the first hole, ad shehishlim astima lemotzi rimo, until the patch is the size of a rimo. In other words, had it all broken at once, it would have been the size of a rimo, but it didn't. It broke a little bit, you patched it, a little bit more, patched it, a little bit more, patched it. But now the patch is the size of a rimo. Ha'mesachna rishon, v'lo bakam yitoris menal. So this is exactly the same case as where one flap, one outside flap broke, but you had two. You fixed it, then the second outside flap broke. Now already, what's it called? Even though you fixed the second one, the shoe is not the same shoe anymore. Because there is two fixed, flaps, panim chadoshes. Mishiyorda lo tumas medris, nishadju panim halolo. It was makabel tumas medris when it was the old shoe. Now it became a new shoe with two fixed flaps. It's a new shoe. The ein zuharishon shikvar niskalko bokadei bitulo. The first shoe was niskalko, right? Got ruined. Even though it never got ruined at a time that it was totally unusable, but now the maisa, you have two flaps that had they not been fixed, the shoe would have been unusable. So they're fixed flaps. It's a fixed shoe. It's a different shoe. Samara says. Kori ale leis din bar inish. This isn't a human being. Rashi says elamalach, right? Leis din bar nash elamalach. This guy's an angel, right? It's a very sharp comparison. Ika de amrik gon din bar nash. This is really a person, right? He's a gever. Rashi says din bar nash gavra bekula. He's strong in everything. So I think that the two different Lashonos depend on the Machlokas, who's greater, a Malach or a person. Right, some sources say the Malachim are greater than people, and some sources say the people are greater than Malachim. So Nafkamina was what he said on him. Is he, this is a Malach, but if people are greater than Malachim, then he said, this is what a real person is. Omer Abzeira, Omer Rava, Barzimuna. Abzeira said the name of Rava Barzimuna. Im Rishonim b'nei Malachim, onu b'nei Anashim. If the Rishonim are like angels, then we're like people. Vim Rishonim b'nei anoshim anu kechamorim. And if the Rishonim were like people, then we're like chamorim. Right? The difference between us and the earlier generations is not just in degree. It's in, what's it called, in echos. It's in not just quantity, it's in quality. Right? If they were like angels, then we're like people. But if they were like people, then we're like chamorim. Not like special chamorim, like the chamor of Reb Chanina ben Dosa that wouldn't eat something that didn't have trumas and maisers taken off, or the chamor of Reb Pinchas ben Yor, like Kishar chamorim, like other chamorim. These chamorim wouldn't work on Shabbos, wouldn't eat things. Right? They're special chamorim. We're not even like special chamorim. Chamor of Reb Pinchas mefurish b'kol shochtim. There the Gemara explains it in Chulin, or the Reb Chanina b'seches Tainus. Okay, v'nodos yayin v'shemen. The other examples that the Mishnah says of knots that are untied regularly are canteens of wine and oil. So you used to tie the spout closed, and what's it called? They would open it constantly to get the contents out. Shita. So of course, this is a knot that's not osur. It's constantly open. The tzricha is like tarte only. It has two sides, and I might think that you leave one closed. You may leave one closed and just open one side. Now the same achada minayu betulim avatle komashulam. No, it's easier to take it out when both sides are open, so people don't leave one side closed. Rashi, tarte one. Osnaim shekoflim l'tocho. It has two openings of ears that you close over and tie up. Uba'achas men yochlo tzayin. You can take the wine out of one of them. So I might think you're just going to open one and leave the other one closed indefinitely. So that's a kesher shel kayama. Kamash v'lan, people open both sides. Kederish shel basar, right, where you have a pot that you also have a cover on that you tie down. Pshita, of course, you open it constantly. Lo tzricha de isle shaloch, it has a spout. Mao the same of betulim vatalei kamashmalon. You take things out of the spout and not have to open up the top of the pot. Kamashmalon, that it's easier to get things out when you open the top of the pot than when you only just pour it out of the spout. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer Kosra, that's a case. Rashi, shalocha bartson is a spout. Mao the same of vatalei lekesher shalpio motzi masher besochol derech shalocha. I might think that you'll take things out of the spout and not open the covering over the pot. Kamash malon not. Okay. Okay, the next case is where you have on the door two, what's it called, well, you have a string that you tie to hold an animal inside. So, where it says that, you, what's it called, open constantly also. Pshita lo tzricha, this is like tarte yisri. You have two of them. Mao the same achada minaya betulim bevatel kamashmalon. Same idea, right? You have two. Rashi shnei chavolim. You have two ropes. Kosher baruch v'pesach that you tie across the width of the door. Zela malam izeh, one above the other one. Lishna achrina trei isurei shekosher hayom b'shnei tzidei ha'pesach v'lo haisa tluya ba me'esmo. Right? So first one, Rashi says you have two things. So I might think that you will leave one there and only open the other one. But since it's difficult to get the thing out, right? If one thing is still there, you can open both of them. The second shot is you tie them at different times. You tie, what's it called, one today and one tomorrow. So I might think you leave the one that you didn't tie today there forever. Kamash Malan, no, you're going to untie both of them. Okay. Let's just finish the Mishnah. Omer of Yosef, Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Halacha Krib Elezer ben Yaakov. The halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Omer le'abaye hilkach halacha michlal de plige. Masha Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the chachamim argue. Omer le, my nafkala, what's the nafka mean? If they argue, they don't argue. I'm telling you the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Omer le, gemara gomor zmurta tehe. I want to know what's going on. I don't want the gemara just to be like a song that I don't know what's going on. You see from here that a zimra is something that you're not medayik in, right? You just sing it. And therefore, when David HaMelech called the Torah Zmiros, that was why there's something wrong with it. Rashi, Michlal de Plige, Bitmi of Amai Iflugu, Hadami Lahanach Deleo. Rav Lazar ben Yaakov just added a new case of the animal with the ropes. He's not arguing, they don't argue on him. It's the same thing. Wherever you have two things, and you normally open both of them, but you could leave one closed, we say that, what's it called, that you're going to open both of them, and they're not Kesher Shokayom. Okay, just what's considered opening, we said that, what's it called, according to, let's see what we have here. We said this, Machlokas was shown him what the three kinds of Ksharim are. There's Kesher that's awesome in the Torah, Kesher that's awesome in the Rabbanon, Kesher that's Mutter, even with the Rabbanan. So we said the Rif, the Rambam hold that you need two conditions for it to be awesome in a Torah. It has to be a Kesher Shel Umman, and it has to be Kesher Shel Kayama. If either, if either Tanai is missing, it's only awesome with the Rabbanan. If it's a Kesher Umman that's not Shel Kayama, or it's a Kesher Shel Kayama that's not a Kesher Shel Umman, that's the case where it's awesome with the Rabbanan. If it's neither a Kesher Umman, or a Kesher Shel Kayama, right, then it's Mutter Lagamri. Okay. The Rosh says, and Rashi say, that there's only one condition. It has to be Kesher Shel Kayama. There's no such thing as difference between Kesher Uman or Kesher She'eno Shel Uman. The only condition is that it has to be Kesher Shel Kayama. So something that's Shel Kayama, absolutely, you just leave it there forever, that's Min HaTorah. Something that's partial Shel Kayama, you leave it for an extended amount of time, but not forever, that's awesome with the Rabbanan. And something that you open constantly, that's mutter. Okay. So the Rashi and the Rosh distinguish between seeing something that's not Kesher Shel Kayama, but it's not yet a Kesher that's totally not Shel Kayama. So they have a Shiloh, what about the Rambam and the Rif? Do they also make that distinction? In other words, in order to be, let's say something's not a Kesher Uman, and it's not Mamash a Kesher Shel Kayama. So is that already mutter? because it doesn't have either condition, or no. They also hold that if it's a kesher shel kayama b'miksa shalasa b'drabana. Do they have that differentiation of kesher shel kayama that's b'miksas, right? Which by Rashi makes that the issur d'rabbanan. But then they have another reason why it's not asur min haTorah, because it's not a kesher uman. And it's also not a kesher shel kayama. Normally that would be mutter. But here, since it's a kesher shel kayama b'miksas, what's it called? Is that a factor or not? So it's a machlokas. What's it called? The Meiri seems to say that even the Rif, even if it's not a kesher uman, and it's not a kesher shel kayama, but it's shel kayama b'miksas, still asur the rabbanan. And the Avnei Nezer, the Mishnah Berurah says like that also, that as long as it's not a kesher uman, and it's not a kesher shel kayama mamish, according to the Rambam, if it's mutter. So that's machlokas achronim rishonim of what's it called. If kesher she'eino shel kayama mamish is a significant factor according to the Rif and the Rambam. Now, what's called a kesher shel kayama that mibemiktsas? How much does it have to be that you leave it there? It should be also with the Rabbana. Okay. So Rashi says you're going to leave it there for a week or two. Mashma, anything less than a week or two is bechlal not kesher shel kayama, and that's mutter. That would be mutter. The Or Zeruah says you're going to leave it for 4 or 5 days. The Tur holds a week. If you're going to leave it at least for a week, that's called kesher shel kayama b'miktsas, and that makes it, all these things will make it awesome with the Rabbanan. The Tosas Rid says a month. Okay, so all different kinds of shitas. The Beis Yosef Taka says that anything that's a month or more is already kesher shel kayama min haTorah. That's called kesher shel, it doesn't have to be left forever. It has to be a knot, that's what's it called, left for more than a month. What? We'll see. What would be a kesher, therefore, that's mutter? So it depends on these things. According to Beis Yosef, anything less than a week. Okay? The Maria Buov says something that you open every day. In order to be mutter completely, right, the Beis Yosef says less than a week. The Maria Buov says that you open it every day. And others hold 3 days. All different kinds of shitas. The Taz says it depends on your kavana. When do you intend to untie it? Right? So whatever the shear is, whatever your intention was, so that's the what's it called, that's what makes it either a kesher shel kayama or a kesher she'eino shel kayama. Now we're talking about the miktsas. Okay. The Bach, what's it called, says that it's totally, right. And the Bach also holds like that it's totally in what your intention was when you tied it. The Beis Meir argues, and he says it has nothing to do with the intention of the person. It has to do with the kind of knot. If that's the kind of knot that people leave for a certain amount of time, even if your intention was to untie it earlier, that kind of knot is called the kesher shel kayama b'miktsas, and it's usher to untie it or to tie it on Shabbos. And what's it called? And Pashtus, the Mishnah Berurah, holds like the Beis Meir, that it doesn't depend on your kavana. It depends on the kind of knot. If this is the kind of knot that's usually left for a week or two, even though your intention is to untie it immediately, that's still awesome. According to the Taz, it depends on what your kavana was.
It will depend what it's on, which means a double knot on shoes is not left, but a double knot, let's say, on your fishing rod is left.
Yeah, it depends. If that's that kind of knot, yeah, where it is, what most people do. But the Shulchan Aruch brings down that with the Ramah, that every double knot, since we're not sure what's a kesher uman, and we're also not sure what's shel kayama, any double knot already, you have to be choshish. Maybe it's a maisa uman, and according to the Rambam and the Rif, it's also with the Rabban, even if it's not shel kayama. So every double knot, we don't tie double knots, even if your intention is to untie it right away, because a double knot may be a kesher uman. And according to the Rambam and the Rif, you don't need kayama at all. You just need uman to make it also with the Rabban. What? Which done right, where it's not done tight, right. Where it's done mamish loosely to untie it all the time, right, there's those who say it's mutter. Not everybody holds mutter with a double knot there either. But there are mekilin. Since nobody ties it in a way that it's it's going to be left there at bichlal. But sometimes a woman with a tichel leaves the tie and just takes it off and puts it on like that. Then it's taka problem. Because we said uman, there's two different pshatim in uman. One pshat is something that only experts can do. The other pshat is a tight knot. It has nothing to do with what experts can do or not. Any tight knot is called a kesher uman.
Double knot, not pulled tight, is okay?
That's what we're saying, that a double knot that's not pulled tight could be okay, like on a tichel. Right.
The shoes, you want to keep them on.
And with the kavanah, you're going to untie it constantly.